NOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. Nome City elections are today, and City Clerk Tom Moran explains where Nomites can cast their votes.
Old St. Joe's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Anvil Square in the gorgeous newly remodeled church.
There's 7 races being held. 3 are for spots on the city council, 2 are on the utility board, and 1 is for the school board. Incumbent Mayor Denise Michaels is running unopposed, and in 3 of the other races, there are single candidates on the ballot. There is, however, a write-in option for each race. After the polls close today at 8 p.m., city officials hope to have the votes counted within an hour. The process may take longer if there is a strong write-in candidate, or in which case the ballots will require additional verification. Moran stressed, however, that today's results are only preliminary.
Generally, we'll have a preliminary, and I always say this, it is preliminary results. They are not certified until Thursday at noon, so we hope nobody announces winners, but the preliminary results should be available by tomorrow at about 9 o'clock p.m.
Once again, the polls are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Old St. Joe's. Gary Ballett pleaded guilty to 3 charges yesterday at the Nome Courthouse, including attempted murder in the first degree. The charges are connected with a July incident in which Ballett shot an unarmed village police officer, Lauren Geary, causing him serious physical injury. At the time, Ballett was trying to unload a large quantity of alcohol from his boat in the dry community of Buckland. Gustav Olsen is the district attorney for the case. He's requesting Ballett serve a sentence of 20 to 30 years. Olsen says he hopes this will send a strong message across western Alaska.
What I want to have happen is I want the 50 or 60 local option communities in western Alaska to know that there is a serious consequence and ramifications when law enforcement officers, especially VPOs and VPSOs that are not armed, don't come to harm.
Ultimately, Judge Paul A. Roteman will decide the length of Ballett's sentence after weighing a range of factors.
He wants to hear from the victims of the case on whether or not this plea agreement is either too lenient or is too strict, too much of a penalty for Mr. Ballett, considering his criminal history and the circumstances of this matter.
Up until yesterday, Ballett's case had been tried in Kotzebue. Olsen said that holding yesterday's proceedings in Nome was purely a matter of convenience. It had nothing to do with strong evidence presented to the court that Ballett had been planning an escape from custody.
The talk of a planned escape had nothing to do with the sentencing today, no. The judge can consider that with regard to the defendant's rehabilitative potential.
While there were no charges related to the talk of an escape plan, Judge Roteman will be taking the evidence into consideration when determining sentencing. Ballett's plea comes less than a week after a special legislative session in Anchorage to weigh arming village police officers across the state. Representative Bryce Edgemond of Dillingham proposed the bill, HB 199. Last Thursday, legislators heard testimony from state and law enforcement officials, as well as delegates from regional Native associations. Legislators will vote on HB 199 in January. Gary Ballett's sentencing hearing is scheduled for February 3rd in Kotzebue. A bill that would allow roads to be built to proposed mines on Prince of Wales Island hasn't budged from a U.S. Senate committee since its introduction. The bill, sponsored by Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski, would exempt Alaska from the U.S. Forest Service's so-called roadless rule. The rule limits road construction in designated areas of public land. Forest Service Chief Thomas Tidwell toured parts of the Tongass National Forest in southeast Alaska with Murkowski last month. Afterward, he said he believed there was room for exemptions within the rule. However, Tidwell didn't say how those might apply to the Tongass. The Forest Service is expected to weigh in on the Tongass 5-year plan soon. The state of Alaska and the Bureau of Land Management have created a program to expedite the fulfillment of Native Alaskan land entitlements pending over 40 years. In 1971, land applications filed under the Allotment Act were sent to the Department of the Interior and did not arrive at the Bureau of Land Management until a decade later. During that decade, much of the land allottees had applied for was acquired by the state of Alaska. So, over 40 years later, applicants hold pending entitlements over the land the state owns and has developed, sold, or holds a future interest in. If the state refuses to relinquish its title over an allotment, applicants or their heirs have 2 options: sue the state or choose another piece of land. This is where the new program comes in. Instead of suing the state, pending applicants can select another piece of land, called a substitution parcel, from the state selected land. Marty Parsons from the department, from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, says choosing the parcel in lieu of suing benefits the state and the allottee in two ways. It fulfills the land entitlement and, by bypassing litigation, saves the state and the allottee time and money.
It is important that the state be involved where it can when we have citizens of the state that have an agreement with the federal government to select lands for an allotment, and that if the state has a way to streamline that process, I think it's important that we do that.
The state is selecting 8 million acres for allottees to choose parcels from. A map of this land should become available by the end of September. Parsons says the most significant aspect of this program is its voluntary basis.
The biggest thing that the state looks at is we want the allottees to know this is a voluntary program. This is in no way intended to try to force somebody to move their allotment. We hope that many of the allottees will take advantage of it in a way to complete the program and to get their allotments taken care of.
The substitution parcel program is open to allotment applications that have been pending since before December 18, 1971. In New York, gold is down $43 to $12.84.90 an ounce, silver's down 83 cents to $20.88 an ounce, and zinc is at 83 cents a pound. Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 11:24 a.m., and Flight 151 will depart from Nome at 12:15 p.m. It's unofficially 23 degrees outside the KNOM studios right now, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.